work on Capitol Hill. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. After last week's historic floor fight for Speaker of the House, Republicans are looking to put a stamp on their new majority.
With a vote this evening intended to rescind funding for tens of thousands of new IRS agents. The proposal takes aim at a provision of the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act and is unlikely to advance in the Senate. Before week's end, the House is also expected to approve new committees, including select panels on competition with China and an investigation into the FBI and other law enforcement agencies accused of targeting conservatives.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. President Biden's in Mexico City for a summit with his counterparts from Canada and Mexico. Migration, the economy, and drug trafficking expected to be among the topics those leaders discuss. Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four university students in Moscow, Idaho, will be back in court Thursday.
Investigators continue to build their case against him and build their mountain of physical evidence. As part of that, they were removing more items from the house where the four students were murdered over the weekend, including mattresses that they brought out. Some of those victims were killed as they slept. They also brought out boxes of other evidence, loading them onto pickup trucks. Now, the house remains obviously an active crime scene. It will remain, we are told, a crime scene for some time and will remain sealed off.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The special grand jury in Atlanta that's been investigating whether then-President Trump and his allies committed any crimes while trying to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia has finished its work and issued a final report. The end of the special grand jury moves the investigation one step closer to possible criminal charges against Trump and others. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
China is increasing pressure on Taiwan with large-scale military drills.
Dozens of warplanes and four Navy vessels have been sent towards the Taiwan Strait in recent hours. 28 planes crossing the unofficial boundary both sides had previously adhered to. China says the aim of the mission is to practice land strikes and sea assaults. But it coincides with the kind of diplomatic mission China would prefer not to see. A group of German lawmakers landed on Taiwan early on Monday. China claims sovereignty over Taiwan, which split from the mainland in 1949. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Officials at a vocational school in eastern Ukraine are dismissing claims by Russia that hundreds of Ukrainian troops were killed in a missile strike there. Officials said that a rocket merely blew out windows and damaged classrooms. The Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles hit two temporary bases housing 1,300 Ukrainian troops in the city, killing 600. A man wanted by U.S. authorities for a cartel-related killing in a Dallas suburb now in custody in Mexico.
Interpol says they've nabbed infamous drug cartel hitman Jose Rodolfo Villarreal Hernandez, known also as El Gato. He's wanted by U.S. prosecutors for stalking and killing for hire a Mexican lawyer in the Dallas suburb of Southlake back in 2013. Villarreal's arrest was announced by Mexico's attorney general, though it is not clear if the arrest was based on the U.S. charges. El Gato has been on the FBI's infamous 10 most wanted list of fugitives with an offer of $1 million reward. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Tennis players at this month's Australian Open will not be required to take COVID-19 tests and may even compete if they have the virus. Tournament director Craig Tai Lee calls the new health policy a reflection of what is happening in the wider community. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.